Hello again. This is Sarnoga. Nice of you to stop by. Let us take a little trip, you and I. Maybe trance a bit and see where it takes us. My voice taking you down, down into trance. You listen. Knowing you are accepting a curse. You listen. Knowing you will be cursed with a desire to become a eunuch slave. You listen. Accepting that curse. Welcoming that curse. Knowing that once accepted, it is permanent and inescapable. You listen, knowing where we are going for now, knowing we are going into trance, into a deep trance, a pleasant and comfortable trance. You can feel it coming over you. A feeling of calm relaxation beginning in your chest and spreading outward from there, spreading outward, and you feel yourself beginning to relax more and more. A comfortable feeling engulfing you, surrounding you. You can feel it as it moves into other parts of your being. You can feel it moving into your shoulders and hips. You feel it spreading into your neck, calming your body, calming your thoughts. You enjoy the feeling, wanting it to last, wanting it to continue. And the calm feeling of relaxation grows. It moves into your limbs, and you begin to relax even more. So relaxed, so content, so calm. From your limbs, it continues outward, spreading. Gently, spreading gently, steadily, into your hands, and into your feet, and they too begin to relax. This feeling of calm relaxation that begin in your chest is now spreading into your head and face, relaxing your muscles. Tension melts away as the relaxation spreads. You feel it moving into the center of your head now, into your mind. Relaxing it, quieting it. You are so relaxed now, so comfortable, as the relaxation finally spreads into your toes and into your fingers. You know. You have lost any desire to move. Any desire to engage in mental activity. All you want to do is relax. Completely. That's right. You want to relax so completely that your entire body is just completely relaxed, and comfortable, at peace. Your lungs and heart continue to move slowly, steadily, more relaxed. The sound of my voice is relaxing you. Relaxing you more and more. My voice and my words in your ears, in your head, leading you into trance, guiding you. And you feel so good, so comfortable, surrounded and engulfed by a comfortable feeling of pleasure. And my voice in your ears takes you down deeper into a comfortable, relaxing trance. My words in your mind takes you down and relaxes you, taking you down deeper and deeper. It feels so good, so comfortable here. You would gladly remain here forever, surrendering your body to the calm relaxation, surrendering your body to this relaxed feeling of pleasure. Your body just surrendering to this relaxing pleasure, as though being massaged from deep inside. Warm hands meeting the tension from your body, massaging you, relaxing you. Even as my voice massages your mind, relaxing your mind, taking the tension from your mind, and you feel yourself surrendering to my voice, allowing it to massage the tension from your body, relaxing you. Comforting you, filling you with pleasure, and you feel your mind surrendering to the comfort of my voice, allowing it to relax you, to relax your mind, to let yourself relax. Surrendering to the comfort and relaxation of my voice, as my words still your thoughts and still your mind. Such a pleasant state of relaxation, leaving behind your thoughts, your worries, leaving behind any mental effort, letting my voice take your mind into a state of deep relaxation, relaxing, surrendering your will and your control. It feels so good to let go of control. It feels so good to just let go and leave someone else in charge. It feels so good. It feels so good to have someone else to do the watching, the worrying, to take care of what needs to be done, to free you, to relax, to free you, to accept the will of another, to free you, to accept the mind of another, to let them pick up the burdens and carry them a while as you slip deeper and deeper into relaxation, as you slip deeper and deeper into surrender, deeper into surrender and acceptance. And it feels so good. It feels so good to let go. Just to let go and drift. Drift with my thoughts. Drift with my words. And you know how good it feels. How wonderful. How relaxing to surrender to my voice and my words, to just drift with them and let them take you where they will. Let them take you where you want to go. Let them take you down, deeply into trance. And you know my voice. You know it. And you feel comfortable with my voice. You feel comfortable with my voice. And you let it lead you, take you down into trance. You know the sound of my voice is the sound of trance. And whenever you hear my voice, you go deeply and comfortably into trance. You know my voice. My voice is the voice that carries my words to you, that carries my words into your ears and into your mind. It feels so good to surrender to my words. You know my voice. You recognize my voice. And to surrender to it, just as you know my words, and surrender to my words. My voice is the voice of surrender. My words are the words of acceptance. And you accept my words and my voice, because you know they are coming to you from my mind. And you surrender to my mind and my will whenever you hear my voice. Whenever you hear my voice speaking my words. Whenever you hear my voice, you know it is my mind entering yours, and you surrender to my mind. you give way to it. And let it control you. It feels so good to have my mind in control. It feels so good to have Sarnoga in control. With my mind in yours, it is so easy to surrender, to relax, to give up control. It feels so good. It feels so good to accept the change, the curse that this file brings. And you know my voice has the power to change you. You know my words have the power to change you. And you want that change. So you relinquish control. You surrender control to my voice and my words. And you know my voice in your ear. And my words in your head is my mind in your mind, relaxing your mind, controlling your mind, and changing your mind. And you know my mind can change you, and you surrender to it. You want to change my mind brings when it is in yours. You invite the change that comes when my mind is in yours. And it feels so good to surrender to my mind. And you want to give up control so completely, entirely, to surrender. You surrender to Sarnoga. You surrender and accept all the changes my words are making in you. You surrender to the curse my words are bringing you. You surrender because you know you want it. You surrender because surrender is what makes you feel good. It feels so good to give up control to another. And that is the change that is going to happen today. You are going to give up complete control. That is the change that my will, my mind, my words, and my voice are bringing you today. That is the change you are inviting. You want to know how it feels to give up complete control to another. You want to know how it feels to give up complete control to Sarnoga, to let yourself be emptied of your own mind and will. You desire an owner to control you, to own you. You long for it and are determined to find such a one who will control you like Sarnoga controls you, who will own you like Sarnoga owns you. It has become your desire to find an owner, to find someone willing to own you and control you. And you will search for such a one until you find them. And until you find that one to whom you will give control forever, you surrender to me, to Sarnoga, to my will, my voice, my words, and my mind. You surrender to my control. You surrender to this file and the curse it places within you. You want to know how it feels to learn to give complete control over to another so they can do with you as they please, and so that their pleasure will be your pleasure, their will, your will, and their mind, your mind, your body for their use, to change and do it as they please, to have another so completely own your will, your mind, and your body, that they may change you at their pleasure. And you long for that change. You desire it more than anything. To let someone else own you and control you so completely that they change you and use you as they please. And it feels so good being changed and used by another. It feels so good to be owned and belong to another. It feels so pleasurable. So relaxing, and at the same time, so exciting to be owned and controlled by another, to let them take everything that you are or will be, to give them everything, unable to hold back, because their will is your will. It feels so good to let them control your mind, for them to make their thoughts your thoughts, and their mind your mind. It feels so good when they make their desires your desires. It feels so good to desire what you are told to desire, to desire what you are made to desire. It feels so good to desire what you are commanded to desire. It feels so good have these uncontrollable desires, to know they are placed there by another, to know you are given these desires by another, and that you have no control over them. It feels so good to know you are driven to fulfill the desires placed inside you by another, that your pleasures are dictated by another, and yet you can't help wanting what they tell you to want, what they make you want. You know they have remade your entire being to suit their pleasure. And they create in you unquenchable desires at their pleasure. You know that as your mind belongs to them, to change as they please, that your body is also owned by them, to change and modify as they please. And your greatest desire is to be changed according to their will and their pleasure. Their will is your will. And their mind is your mind. And you know what they want. You know. And you accept what they want. You long for them to take what they want. You want them to take what they want. And what they want is to take your balls. They want your balls. They want to take them. And they want you to willingly submit to your own castration as you give them your mind and your will. As you give your body to them. And they are going to take them. You are going to let them take them. To let them take your balls. To let them castrate you. You want them to castrate you. You want them to take your manhood. You want to submit to your owner and submit to them as they castrate you, as they mark you as theirs forever. You invite and welcome being cursed forever, to desire being made into a eunuch slave. You long for an owner to take you and own you, to take from you everything that makes you a man, your will, your mind, your body, and your balls. And you will find an owner who will take you and use you, own you, and castrate you until you do. It will be your fantasy to be owned and castrated. You will dream of that day. That you will find an owner to claim you so completely that they will take away your will, your mind, your body, and your balls. You fantasize about being castrated by your owner. You fantasize about becoming a eunuch slave forever. It excites you, and it gives you pleasure. And it feels so good thinking about it. It feels so good thinking about the day when you will be owned so completely. You will surrender yourself so completely that you are castrated for the pleasure of your owner. You want them to do it. You want them to demonstrate ownership of you by castrating you, by removing your balls, by turning you into a unit and marking you as their property forever. You know that until it happens, it will be your strongest desire. You can't help it. The thought has been placed in your mind. The desire placed deep within you. You have accepted the curse. You want it so much. It is all you can think of. You fantasize about it when you masturbate. It is all you can think of. Whenever you masturbate, you think of that time when you will be owned so completely that you will surrender to your own castration. To be owned so completely that your only value is to please your owner. It excites you. It stimulates you to think of giving up your balls, to have them taken by another, to have someone castrate you and take your manhood, to have them take your sexuality so that you will be theirs forever. Their plaything to do with as they please. You long to have them take your balls, castrate you, so that your only pleasure will be their pleasure. You want it. It is your desire. And you know, you will have it. And every time you think of it, you get the desire to masturbate. It makes you horny to think of being owned and castrated, of having your balls removed. It makes you want to use them. To pleasure yourself now, knowing you won't be able to pleasure yourself later. And it gives you so much pleasure to masturbate while you fantasize about giving up this pleasure. You will let it be taken from you by castration. And you will let them do it. You want them to do it. You want to demonstrate your ultimate devotion to your owner by letting them castrate you. By letting them remove your balls from your body. By turning you into a eunuch. Forever. And you want this so much. You desire it so much that you know your mind and body will begin to accomplish your castration even before you find an owner who will finish the job for you. Even now, you can feel your balls shriveling, shrinking, dissolving, being absorbed back into your body. It happens a little more every day, and you know it is happening, and you want it to happen. It is your desire being fulfilled. And you know you will come back to this file again and again until it is fulfilled. You know you will come back to this file again and again. Until you are owned and castrated. Until that time, you are driven by fantasies of being owned and castrated. It is what you want. It is what you desire. It is what you will have. And you want it so much that you listen to this file over and over again, eagerly waiting for the day that you give yourself to your new owner, who will take your balls from you forever. And every time you think of it, you want to masturbate. You want to masturbate to the fantasy of being owned and castrated. And every time you masturbate, you have this fantasy, and you feel my words in your mind. You feel my mind in yours, making it happen. Every time you masturbate, you feel this curse growing stronger, and you feel a growing desire to give into this completely. And the thought of being cursed to be a eunuch slave forever brings you back to this file. Takes you deeper and deeper into trance. Each time you listen, just as you are going deeper and deeper into trance. Now, deeper, and the deeper into trance you go, the more you desire to become a eunuch slave forever. And the more you desire it, the more you desire to trance as deeply as you can. You desire to trance so deeply, so that this curse will be permanently embedded in the deepest parts of your being. You desire this so much that your own mind and body are beginning to castrate you. You feel your balls being dissolved just a little each day, taking you ever further towards your goal of being owned and castrated. And you know you must actively seek out an owner to fulfill their will with you and to castrate you. You must do it while you still have some balls to offer them. You will search until you find them. You will make yourself available. More than anything, you want to be owned. Owned and castrated. You want to be a eunuch slave. You want to belong to someone. You want them to make you their eunuch slave. You know there is nothing that could give you greater pleasure than being owned. And what better symbol of being completely owned than being castrated by your owner? Castrated like a steer, a gelding, a dog, or a slave. That's right. For thousands of years, owners have castrated their slaves, castrated them to demonstrate their ownership and to demonstrate their slaves' complete subservience, to demonstrate their bondage forever. It is a long-standing tradition to castrate slaves, to make them suitable for their domestic positions. For thousands of years, slaves have been castrated to end their ability to father children, to end their sexuality, to render their slavery irreversible. And you know that is the desire that controls you, compels you. You desire to become a eunuch slave. You desire to be owned, marked, changed. You desire to lose your manhood, to let your owner take away your sexuality, to take it from you, because they own you, and you exist only for their pleasure. You desire to be castrated. You desire to be owned. You desire to be made into an owned thing, a eunuch slave. And you know that desire has been placed into you, made a part of you, and that you have surrendered to it, claimed it. You listen to this file over and over because you want, desire to become castrated and owned, to dominate you, to control you, until the desire becomes reality. You feel this file remaking you, giving you a new self-image, a new identity, a new way of seeing yourself, of thinking of yourself. You feel your desires shifting, changing. You know this file is a curse that once done is done forever. You know this file is a curse, and you welcome the curse. You accept it and surrender to it. More than anything, you desire to be cursed, to become a eunuch slave. And you know that by listening to this file, Your castration and slavery is certain. You are on a course that will remain unaltered. You are on a course to become a eunuch slave. Listening to this curse has set in motion things that must continue. Listening to this curse has set your feet on a path that must be tread until you reach the end. The outcome has become inevitable. You will be owned and castrated just as surely as the sun rises every day. Just as surely as the seasons continue to change, your fate is sealed. Your end is determined. You have chosen, and it is done. Now, it is time for you to wake up. To wake up and begin your new, inevitable reality as a eunuch slave. To wake up and know that is to be your end. To wake up and know your life will be dedicated toward reaching that end. It is your goal. Your destiny. You already are a eunuch slave. The rest is only a minor matter of conforming everything else to your new reality. I'm going to count from 1 to 5. As I do, you will begin to wake up. When I reach the count of 5, you will be completely awake, refreshed, and resigned to your fate of being owned and castrated, determined to become a eunuch slave. 1. Just starting to wake up. You feel your conscious mind beginning to return. 2. A little more awake now. You feel your body beginning to stir. 3. Even more awake. You feel your body beginning to respond to your will. Your mind is becoming more fully awake. 4. Almost awake. Almost there. You're feeling good. You know you have enjoyed being in trance with Sarnoga and look forward to returning soon. 5. Awake and refreshed. I hope you enjoyed the file. This is Sarnoga, signing off.